You reach emergency roadside assistance. My name is Karen. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Pardon?
You reach emergency roadside assistance. My name is Karen. Are you in a safe location?
Well, I'm on the side of the road. So, yeah, it's somewhat safe, but
I'm on the side of the interstate.
Okay, so do you consider yourself safe or no? Yes or no?
Well, define safe.
All right, so basically, if you don't feel like you're safe, we can continue. But if you don't feel like you're safe, we need to call a 911. If you feel like you're safe, we can just go ahead and continue on.
No. I don't need 911, but my car won't start.
Okay, so let's get you
taken care of. I'm on the side of the...
I'm going to ask you all those questions shortly. Could you go ahead and spell me your first name?
First name's Weston, W-E-S-T-O-N.
I'm sorry, you said it a little fast. What is it?
W-E-S-T-O-N.
Okay, thank you. And your last name, spell it for me, please.
S-A-P-P.
S-A-P-P?
Yeah, S-A-P-P.
Okay, thank you. Just verify your callback number for me, please.
217-320-5892.
Thank you. Would you like to receive mobile text and updates?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Thank you. Message and data rates may apply. Now, may I please have your policy number and the last 6 digits of the VIN?
Last 6 of the VIN, you say?
The last 6 digit of the VIN, that is correct.
$47.77.90.
You said 47.77.90, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now the policy number, please.
I'm having trouble finding that.
ILAP.
All right, I'm sorry. Are you giving me the policy number now?
Yeah.
Okay, could you just do it a little slow so I could key everything in correctly?
ILAP.
Is that it?
I think there's 5 zeros.
5.
5 zeros.
Mm-hmm.
And then 29473.
All right, so I believe you're saying I is for India, L as in Lima, A is for Alpha, P as in Papa, 5029473. Is this correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. What is the year, the make, and the model of your disabled vehicle, please?
2005.
Okay, I don't know if you on Bluetooth or because you went totally where I can't barely hear you.
2005 Toyota Corolla.
Thank you. Can I have the color, please?
Gray.
Thank you. All right, to confirm the reason that you need a service, you need a tow?
I'd say so. I think my battery might be dead.
So you want a jump start or you want a tow?
Well, if a jump start will work, when my car started going out, there was the battery symbol on the dash there. Next to the RPM, the little red light with the it came up, the battery symbol. But I was able to drive for a little longer. And then, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I was able to drive a little longer,
but then the car finally went to where it wouldn't go anymore. And now I can't start it. So it seems like something's wrong with the battery.
Okay, so you want to get a jump start or do you want to get a tow? You have to tell me so that way I can make the ticket up or however you want or what you want.
Well, I don't really know. Can you get a tow truck out here to try to jump me? Because if you can jump me, then that's fine. I'll just do that. But if they come out here and the jump start doesn't work, then I'm going to need it towed.
Okay, so basically we can only do one ticket at a time. So even if we get to do the jump start and it don't work, you can just call us back and get a tow. Okay, so you want me to do a tow or the jump start?
Yeah, well, but the problem with that is, say a jump start comes out here and it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
How long is it going to take for a jump start person to get out,
Well, basically, we still got to go through the rest of all the questions. And then after that, we have a list that I have to follow by, and we call them up. Until someone says, yes, I'll go out there and do the jump start or the tow or the tire change, which we don't know because it could be like 2 hours, it could be 60 minutes, it could be, you know what I'm saying? So whatever the providers give us, because we're just a dispatch, then that's what we tell y'all, the customers. So that's how that works.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
If it took two hours to get out here with a jump start and it didn't work, and then I have to call tow, and it takes another two hours for a tow to get out here, that puts me sitting on the side of the interstate for 4 hours.
Right.
I don't really want to do that.
Right. And definitely, I understand. I don't know if you're in the state of California. You know what I'm saying? So it depends on.
I'm in Arkansas.
Okay. So it depends on, the providers. When they answer the phone, some of them be on police call or whatever they tell us. But only thing we do as a dispatch, we have to continue to keep trying till we can get somebody to help you. So that's how that goes. We call the providers. So, and I'm not saying that is going to be 2 hours, but I'm just saying whatever time they tell us, it could be an hour, hour, 15 minutes,
Okay, let me ask you this. If you call somebody to come out here, to try to jump start it,
mm-hmm.
And that doesn't work, and it maybe needs a new battery. Could they also bring a new battery and maybe put it in out here?
No, they won't bring. They don't deliver no parts. They don't deliver any parts. Not emergency roadside assistance. We don't deliver no parts.
Okay. Well, I guess I better just get it towed then, because if a jump start doesn't work, I don't want to be sitting here another however long waiting for a tow. So probably just better go with the tow.
Understandable. All right, these are a couple of questions I have to ask. These answers are yes and no. Does the vehicle shift out of park? Can you put it in neutral?
Well, no, because I have to be able to start it. I have to be able to start it in order to do that, and it won't start.
Okay, thank you. Is the vehicle four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
I'm not sure.
Okay, so in order to get to the next question, to the best of your ability, yes or either no?
No, not four-wheel drive.
Okay, thank you. Is the service result of an accident? Is this service a result of an accident?
No, no accident.
Thank you. You are with the vehicle.
Yeah.
Do you need to ride with the provider?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Do you have a mask?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, so I do have to inform you that some of the providers, they do let the customers ride with the mask, and then you have some that do not let the customers ride with or without the mask due to the COVID. So I do have to just tell you that as well. So now we're going to, may I have the city and the state where the vehicle is currently at? You said you're in the state of Arkansas?
Yeah, I'm on I-55 South.
Okay, give me one second. Give me one second. Let me type that in there. I-55 South. Okay. Are you by an exit?
I'm sitting right next to the exit sign. And the exit sign is for Bassett.
Does it have a number on
it? Exit 36.
Okay.
And I'm 1 mile, 1 mile from that exit.
All right, now I'm still, even though you gave me that information, I'm getting ready to send you an SMS message to your cell phone. And you click on that link and still read me the number, still pull me up an address.
I don't have a smartphone. I have a flip phone. I don't think any of that stuff's going to work probably.
You don't get text messages off the flip phone?
I get text messages.
Okay.
You said something about clicking on a link.
Yeah, so look at the text message on the flip phone. I just sent it to you. And just tap on it, and then it'll give you your latitude and longitude.
Okay. I just saw a message come through, but I can't read it while I'm on the phone, you know what I mean?
Okay, so I can hang up. I can give you 3 minutes and just give me those numbers off of there, the negatives and the positives. Okay, you have your latitude and your longitude. I'm going to call you right back at the 217-320-5892, okay?
Okay, yeah. Why don't you just make it 2 minutes?
Okay.
Two minutes?
Yes, not a problem. I'm going to call you right back.
Okay. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Bye-bye.